We have been talking about the impact of the coronavirus. Not a section of the economy is unaffected. And I've been telling you about the arts. This is a sector worth more than $110 billion. It's been decimated. Michael Cassell is a young fellow, one of Australia's most successful theatre producers. I'm proud to say I've known him since he was a teenager. He wrote me a letter, asked me if I'd open his Christmas pageant. I didn't know how old he was. I wrote back and said, "Who are you? How old are you?" And I found out he was about 16. He was putting on a show at Wollongong, south of Sydney. So down I went and I saw, God, this kid's done all of this himself. Looking through my files, I think it was July 1997. Well, he's then never looked back. His productions include The Lion King, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, and coming to Sydney in March next year, Hamilton. He's done the opening ceremony of the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, shows with Tina Arena, the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo, Priscilla Queen of the Desert, Beautiful, the Carol King musical, Les Mis, Kinky Boots and Singing in the Rain, on Broadway and the West End productions, including The Prince of Egypt, Pretty Woman, the musical and the Sher Show. Now, if things hadn't turned out as they have, can you believe this? He would have had a production of The Lion King at Wuhan in January and the show going on to Beijing in May. So he knows what he's about. He knows how badly the industry is hurting, but he also has first-hand knowledge of the impact of the virus. He only recently recovered after contracting it last month. Michael Cassell is on the line. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Not too badly. How's your health?
I'm well. I'm pleased to say I'm on the other side of it and feeling much, much better.
So you were with the American actress Rita Wilson, and she and her husband Tom Hanks contracted the virus. When did you start to feel unwell?
Yeah, I felt I woke up that following week with a cough on the Wednesday, but sort of thought nothing of it. I thought, waking up with a cough must be a little bit overwhelmed. And it was the following day when we had heard the news about Rita and Tom that I thought, I better look into this. So a few of us went off to go and get tested, and I thought the result would come back negative because I wasn't feeling too badly at the time. But got the result, and I tested positive, and it was a few days into that that I started kind of experiencing a lot of the symptoms that they've been, reporting.
How long was it before you got the result after being tested? How long does it take to get the result?
I was really impressed. It took about 24 hours. I only got tested on the Thursday, went into isolation immediately.
And all your staff as well. All your staff were tested, weren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. All of the staff who worked on the show and had close contact and were tested. Thankfully, most of them tested negative. One other colleague tested positive. And yes, we closed our office straight away and started, contacting all of those that we'd been in touch with to ask them to isolate as well.
And then you later started suffering aches and a runny nose, but you say the biggest issue was fatigue. Tell us about that. You've said to me for 2 weeks you couldn't lift your head off the pillow.
Yeah, look, that was the worst symptom. I just couldn't lift. Couldn't stop sleeping. So I'd sort of start my day, try and keep the business running and keep on top of what was occurring with our shows, but tended to spend the majority of my day sound asleep.
And you might have needed some of the sleep, I might add. So where did you isolate, and what was life in isolation like?
Yeah, look, I isolated at home, so we blocked off my bedroom. The family were living in the back half of the house. I was on the other side of the door for 19 days straight. Let me tell you, I never thought I'd be spending that long in the bedroom. It was a nice relief last week. I got the all clear to come and explore the rest of the house. It was
quite nice. How lovely. Look, this is very disturbing, isn't it, about the arts? I mean, you've employed thousands of these people. I mean, the sector worth $110 billion, everything shut down. Just how has this affected people?
Look, it's extraordinary the impact that it's had on the industry, and it's happened overnight with so many shows, so many performing arts institutions just closing. We've got 194 people who work on our production of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child in Melbourne. We enjoyed our final performance on the 15th of March, and currently everybody's at home isolating, and we're making plans for the show to return when we are given the okay. But, so many other shows, so many weren't in that position, and so they've just closed, and, that's put cast, crew, musicians, people who work in front of house, people who work behind the bar.
The bar staff
are out of work.
So how do you support them?
Well, look, you know, from our perspective, you know, because we've made a long-term commitment to Harry Potter to be here in Australia, you know, all of our cast and our crew immediately went on to annual leave and have been using the leave accrual. And with the announcement last week of JobKeeper, you know, certainly we're looking into that to try and sustain us. That's the biggest challenge, you know.
It is. But, I mean, you're just, the Harry Potter's just one production amongst hundreds and hundreds.
Absolutely. I mean, the number of people that work in the live entertainment space, you know, the number of shows that are affected, the number of independent theatre companies that are affected, it really is having a devastating effect on the industry, and it's going to need a lot of support to get through this.
I mean, Minister Paul Fletcher, and I have to say Paul Fletcher is normally a bloke who is up on the detail, to his great credit. He put out a press release last week saying support available to the cultural and creative sector under the JobKeeper payment could be worth billions of dollars. Are all of these people who've been put out of work as a result of these forced closedowns, are you confident that they're all on the JobKeeper payment? In other words, are you able to link up with the employer, which is a condition of that, and then they've got to be employed for 12 months?
Well, I think that's the real challenge for the JobKeeper campaign in our industry because, you know, a lot of these shows aren't running for 12 months.
That's correct.
So you don't have that history. And then because of the contracting arrangements and it's a highly casualized workforce, you know, working in the entertainment business, many of them aren't eligible. So it's really going to be difficult to people in this industry.
So they're looking at, you know, New Start, $550 a week.
Yeah.
How do you pay the mortgage on 500? And you see, many of these people in the music industry, for example, the people in orchestras, actually take a mortgage out to pay for their violin. People forget all that, don't they? Mm. So they've got their rent. They've got. How do you continue the payments on your violin?
Absolutely right. That's absolutely right. The industry is doing it tough, you know, certainly between, you know, life.
If you could make one representation to government about the arts sector, because you know this scene back, this bloke's only young, he's in his mid-30s. If you could make one representation to the arts sector, to government, what would that be?
I would say please engage with LPA and with MIA on supporting the industry. It needs a lot of help. There's a lot of great people who work tirelessly at their profession and, you know, they're slipping through the net and they need their support.
And is that engagement occurring or not? Is Paul Fletcher engaging?
It certainly is, and there's a lot of discussion, but, you know, what we need to start seeing is some commitments there.
But, I mean, you know this scene backwards. Say, has Paul Fletcher spoken to you?
No, not to me personally.
Okay, I'll make sure he does, I can assure you. So I'll put you two in touch because you know the scene backwards and I'm sure he'd appreciate that input. All right, Michael, you keep well and my best to all your team. I understand that sympathy and everything is not necessary, but how people survive through this is very, very difficult to determine. But I will speak to Paul Fletcher today and we'll see if we can match you two people up and he'll get a better understanding that he'll get from you than he will from the bureaucrats, I can assure you. You keep well and all the best.
Thank you, Alan. Nice.
Michael Cassell. It's 4 minutes to 8.